K2PCB, K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. It's hump day, halfway through the week. That's got to be a good feeling.
A good feeling in many ways. Whatever I had bothering me at the beginning of the week seems to have subsided, so I think it's either allergies or AC related. I feel 1,000 times better today. At least my head does, so that's good. And sunshine in, sky is relatively clear, and yeah, things are good. I'm anticipating our weekend activities. Hoping the weather holds.
Yes, I am too, and I got to thinking, are you guys going to go out Friday night and set up, or are you just going to wait and do it all on Saturday?
I really don't think it takes all that long to set up, and I was thinking that we would put up one of those larger, longer wire antennas on one radio, and then I was thinking that the second radio to use one of my two portable antennas and see how they compare, which will go up in seconds. But I think with a couple hands, we can get everything set up pretty quickly. And then that way it'll also leave the Friday open. I think we can do it on Saturday.
Okay, because I would definitely make myself available on Friday if need be. But if you think we can all do it Saturday, that's great. You guys just let me know what time to meet you out there and on Saturday, and I'll be there.
Yes, I still haven't talked to Ross. Ross is the key holder, so the timing wise for access, that's definitely dependent on his availability, but the event officially starts at 2:00. I actually think I had read something somewhere that you're not supposed to set up until then, but I know people do. And I was also thinking about what class to put us down as. I know we were talking a little bit yesterday, and I think you probably definitely want your own log so that you can upload that to QRZ or have that to keep. So you made those contacts in your call sign. And then I was wondering, do we want to do everyone with their, well, you can't everybody with their own call sign, but those that have HF privileges to use their own call signs or one call sign per transmitter. And do it that way, or do everything under yours. I'm okay with any or all. I can't do all of those, but any of those would be fine.
Oh boy, we've got some options. Let's think about that. I mean, we don't have to make a decision until Saturday. Like you said, any contacts I make, I would like to have under my call sign. Do we do them all under my call sign? Well, that's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought about that, but that would make sense because the bands that we're working on, Ross probably doesn't have privileges on, and Larry's not licensed yet, right?
It really just comes down to your call sign, my call sign, or both. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let me think about that, see how we want to do that. And then we can talk about it on Saturday when we're getting set up. And is Matt Bueller going to be there too, or not?
I only heard that third party from Ross, but I don't have confirmation of that.
Okay, just wondering. And we haven't heard Ross in on Monday or Tuesday. Has he been at work? Is he going in early? Or has he got some problems with his truck again?
I can say that he has not been at work for the past couple days. He may have been scheduled off on Monday, I know a couple people were telling me that they were off on Monday, but I couldn't for certain say that it was Ross or not. And when I talked to some of the people in his group, they were not aware of him being off. But when I talked to them yesterday, they said, oh, yeah, okay, Ross is off Monday and Tuesday, but we'll be back Wednesday. So they said.
Okay, that would be cool. That would be cool. Haven't talked to him since, I think, Friday, I think it was Friday. Maybe it was, I'm losing track of what days I've talked to Ross.
Understandable. Days kind of come and go. But, yeah, maybe we'll pause here and give him a shout and see if he's out there. Good morning, Mr. KC2PET. Are you on the air today?
Good morning to you both, KC2PET.
Good morning. We weren't sure what your status was. We weren't 100% sure if your time off in the past couple days had been scheduled or not. And, I got a cop spinning around here. Yeah, let's see if he pulls me over for talking on the radio. K2PCB.
Oh, yeah, better put that mic down. I think I told you guys, well, I might have told Brad, I don't know about you. I was moving, it's Oblin's moving up day. So they had a fun day, which was Monday, with all the kids. That was pretty fun. And then they had like a concert and all that good stuff, which I wanted to go to because obviously with all the craziness that goes on with schools nowadays, it's the privilege to go there and actually see one of her concerts. They didn't do the Christmas, Thanksgiving, any of those concerts like we used to do. Pretty much just one a year.
2 days worth of events or just one?
I don't know if you remember going to several of them. I had at least two or three when I went to school. I don't know about you. Definitely Christmas. We had an Easter one, and I did think we had a graduation one. Like I said, when all the crazy people want to do things to the school, I could see why they locked down stuff so much, which is kind of a shame, but... Yeah, so it was her moving up day concert, so that was good to see.
Well, it's good to have you back then. Hopefully, she had no stage fright or anything, and all went well. I know she can sometimes be shy, but a ham at the same time, so, yeah, cool. We've been talking about field day planning. And, trying to figure out which or how we're going to do, what class and section. Obviously, we're going to be Western New York, but figuring out the class, which call signs, finalizing who was going to be in attendance and all that stuff.
Well, it's probably either going to be yours or Brad's call sign, because some of us have the privileges for it. We can set up whenever. Friday night, if you... so eager to do that, we can set that up, and then Saturday morning, or whatever, you can do even Saturday, it's up to you. That doesn't matter to me either, and I know Matt was interested, you said Larry was interested, Jeff was kind of iffy, he might go with, I think, Lancaster Club, somebody from Lancaster, if I understood correctly, and then I will see you two guys.
To Larry yesterday, he was definitely interested. Jeff was, as you were saying, going to go to get some training on the radio that he owns with some other guys that use that radio out at the other site. So he will not be in attendance, from what I understand. I'm okay with setting up on Saturday. Saturday works for me. Yeah, it doesn't take too long. And if we have some extra hands, it should go pretty quick.
Yeah, it should be too big of a deal. My thing is I got to get Evelyn going. She's not an early bird, so I got to get her going breakfast because obviously Megan works Saturday. So it's a little extra time I need to get my daughter up and going. So if that, But, yeah, we could do Saturday. We've done it that way in the past before, so that's fine.
With a 2 o'clock start time, yeah, hopefully you should be able to get breakfast taken care of before then.
It shouldn't take us more than a couple hours to get set up, right?
Well, that depends, Brad. How good is your throwing arm?
The building or our station set up rather than the pavilion, that would be the difference. So finding our anchor points for the one long wire antenna is really our only challenge. Rolling out coax and hooking it up to radios, that's all minutes. Portable antenna, that's minutes. So it's putting up the one long wire antenna. That's really the only challenge.
All right, I think I decoded both of you fine. You guys doubled at the same time. Travis, you could probably use the ladder. Like last year, I think I got the ladder off the fire truck. That works easy enough for me. That's a 25-footer. That should be no problem. And answer to Brad. I think, yeah, Brad, shouldn't be too bad. Should be easy enough to do. I know Travis said he wanted to put some of his portable rigs up, give those a try, which is fine, too. I was going to bring, I got my laptop with the software on it. I was going to bring that with the SDR, and I'll give that a try.
What's this 2 o'clock start stuff? I thought it was 2 o'clock on Friday for setup, KC2NVM.
The event ran from 2 p.m. Saturday to 4:59 p.m. Sunday in Eastern Standard Time.
So Saturday at noon you can't transmit, or you're not contesting?
It has not officially started at noon yet.
So setup starts from 2 o'clock on Friday? You can't touch a radio until 2 o'clock on Friday?
Okay, just doing a quick AI Google search. According to the ARRL field day rules, setup may begin as early as 6 p.m. on the Thursday before the event. Just scanning through here. But the actual contest doesn't officially start until 2 p.m. on Saturday. So it does look like you can set up, you just can't make contacts that count towards your field day log until Saturday at 2.
Okay. This will be my first field day, officially. So, yeah, I'm new to all this. And then leaving work at 8:30 today to go to Zoe's graduation of 8th grade, and then I'll be back, and then I have to stay until all the work's done. And then I have a Carrabba's bourbon dinner tonight as well.
I just read into it because Class A and Class B get this extra allowance of setup time. Again, I don't know if that's for all classes, but I think we're going to be good. We're going to be good either way. It really doesn't take us long to set up, and it's kind of cool to do it together so that we can see how things go up and get hooked up, and yeah, it'll be fun. But I've got 6:45, so I'll let Brad and Ross coordinate some more and get caught up, and I'm going to go in and get started and enjoy this beautiful Wednesday from the inside of the building. All right, this is K2PCB. I am clear.
All right, you too. I'll see you at work. KD2GEQ. Good morning, Brad. What are your plans? You're coming out. You really, it's up to you if you want to come out and help. Like I said, I'll have a better time once I get my daughter kind of closer getting ready. But me, Travis, and the years have just done it between the two of us. I mean, if you want to come out and learn how to set things up, that's fine, too. But me, Travis, usually do it by yourself. Well, you're more than welcome.
Well, thanks, Ross. I would definitely like to come out and help. What's that old saying? Lots of hands make light for light work or something. And if you've got Evelyn with you, I know that she's getting to the age where you don't have to rewatch, I'm not saying watch her 100%, but you know what I mean? She has a little bit more freedom because Adeline's about the same age. But yeah, come out, learn how to set some things up, because I wasn't there last year. But so yeah, this year I'd like to definitely help out. So yeah, I'll be out there. I don't know how soon do you think we should be there? You know, we can decide on Friday. I'm pretty flexible. So yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, I was thinking, me and Travis, we can talk more about it too, about layout. There's a nice, our siren pole there, it's a nice tall pole, and we can climb that and tie one end to the antenna off that. And then they're about 300 feet-ish. There's a tree I think we could tie off of. I'm trying to figure, I think that was, he's got that lawn antenna, it's like 200 something feet. It's a lawn antenna. But it should suffice. I went up there this year. The other years we've tried like different things. I figured we could try up there this year. With it, it's just the comfort. There's either air conditioning there, there's Wi-Fi there, there's a TV, there's even a microwave and a fridge. So all the comforts of home are right there in the front. So we could try this one this year, see how it turns out.
So we'll actually be inside the building this year, but I guess Travis is planning on running on battery power to, you know, make it like a field day. Is that still the plan?
Yeah, he wants to run on emergency power. That being said, you get extra points if you run on emergency. There's different levels. On Saturday, we could show you, too. There's emergency operations, which is like battery. I think there's like a portable. There's generator. There's all different types of operating conditions. The main object of think this whole thing is real world, like collapse of communication. And then, then everybody's like all tied together and everybody talks on like one frequency or even multiple different ones to get the communication out. I think that's essentially if the internet came down, the hands of ham radio guys would become the internet for communication. And relay messages that gets all over. I think that's the whole idea behind Field Day.
Yes, from what I've read, that's the whole idea, is to be able to test portable or alternative setups. Even I guess you could work from your house, it's all to establish the ability to work, handle traffic, be able to handle the traffic and to relay messages from one area to another. I think that's the whole idea behind it.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do something on East Coast Reflector. I think they do. They do like it's not a true Field Day. I think they use it for coordination on like certain frequencies and stuff. But go through East Coast Reflector. That's kind of cheating. That's using the internet. I think this is strictly just emergency comms. And also, I think Travis wants to give his battery a workout. I know he wanted to. that's not that I have to ask him. I was going to bring my big, my solar battery, so that should run him around for a while. I was going to see. Yeah, I got to talk to him more about what he what his plans on for running on batteries.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I think that's what he wanted to do, was run on battery. See how it goes. Because I know that the more you, the higher you go in wattage, the more battery drain you're gonna have. So I don't know what type of wattage he wants to run. I know that can help get out there, and I know that even in Field Day that some of these people are doing CW, and I think they're doing QRP with that also.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of different modes, different power. Obviously, if Travis runs down to 5 watts, which is QRP, that's going to draw, I think that radio, if I'm not mistaken, draws 2 amps. I think at 5 watts. And then, obviously, once you crank up to 100, it jumps enormously. I think it's, there was 15, 17 watts, I think that does at 100, or 17 amps battery draw at 100 watts versus like a 2 amp draw at like 5 watts. So there's a big power jump there, obviously, from running the output power higher.
Yeah, that's one thing I've been reading about, you know, how much power draw you get with the higher wattage. And, yeah, the QRP, I think the max, I think they say is 5 watts to classify you as QRP. And that seems to be getting pretty popular, at least from what I've watched on YouTube. There's a number of the YouTubers that are interested in QRP.
Yeah, there's all kind of cassetters. The options are pretty unlimited. There's a lot you could do. I know Travis usually has a print off all the rules and all the options and everything. So he'll have, you know, it's easier to read it than to describe all of it because there's so much of it. But yeah, he's got, he usually has a list of all the frequencies we can operate in, all that stuff. So I was going to bring my laptop with my ham software on it. And that's got a logger on it. I was going to use that maybe. I know we used to write stuff down. I was going to try the logger this year, see how that works.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I'll bring my laptop out. I'll bring my SDR dongle, and you know, and my patch cord, and see you know, maybe I can listen to some of the SDRs. You know, listen on SDR. Obviously, I can't transmit with mine. Mine's just receive only. But that would be really interesting to do that too, as well. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Matt said he wasn't doing anything, so he's really looking forward to too. I know you guys can probably catch up a little bit. Of course, you talk to him quite a bit anyway. You stop at his house sometimes. But all right, Brad, it's good talking with you. I think all of my school days are my school PTO days are good. I guess it was a lot to do 2 days with my daughter's school, so it was a lot, but it was fun. So I'm going to say 73ZQ, I got to get to work. So KC2GDQ is KC2PET, 73s, and tomorrow's my Thursday, so I will talk to you on Friday.
73s, Ross, have a great day, and I will talk to you on Friday. This is KE2GDQ, and we are clear for today.